This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday assailed Congressman Justin Amash as a total lightweight after the Michigan lawmaker became the first Republican to call for Trump's impeachment. Amash, echoing numerous Democratic lawmakers, claimed that Trump engaged in impeachable conduct by attempting to obstruct Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Reuters correspondent Jason Albano reports.
U.S. Representative Justin Amash took to Twitter on Saturday, saying that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election revealed that Trump, quote, engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meet the threshold for impeachment. Amash also said the report, quote, identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice. The White House and the Department of Justice did not immediately respond to requests for comments about Amash's tweets.
Our attorney general ruled based on the information there was no obstruction. So you have no collusion, no obstruction.
While Trump has said that the report concluded there was no obstruction of justice, the report made no formal finding, leaving it to Congress to decide.
That's Reuters Jason Albano reporting. The U.S. State Department says four Americans and a Canadian pilot were killed Saturday in Honduras when their small plane went down off the coast of Roatan Island. A Piper Cherokee 6 plummeted into the Atlantic shortly after takeoff. The military said rescue boats with police divers and firemen recovered the four bodies soon after the crash. Another passenger was taken to the hospital where he died a short time later. The State Department has not released the names of the victims. For more on this and other stories, you can visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security services say a rocket was fired Sunday into Baghdad's Green Zone, 4 days after the United States evacuated staff from Iraq, citing security threats from Iran. Iraqi officials say the rocket did not cause any casualties. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack, but U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted about the incident after it took place on Sunday, saying if Iran initiates conflict, that will be the official end of Iran. Repeating a Twitter threat from last July, Trump said never threaten the United States again. Earlier this month, the U.S. dispatched an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the region. Meanwhile, some members of Congress say they're skeptical about the Trump administration ramping up its military presence in the Persian Gulf. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hawaii Congresswoman, war veteran and Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard says she questions the White House announcement that Iran is posing a new threat to U.S. interests. Does she believe it?
I don't. You know, we heard conflicting stories coming from the British commander.
And she tells ABC's This Week.
Looks a lot like people in the Trump administration trying to create a pretext or an excuse for us to go to war.
Fellow war veteran and Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells NBC's Meet the Press.
The intensity and the frequency of this intelligence reporting is significantly heightened over the last 2 to 3 weeks. I don't have any doubts.
Sources say House Democrats have invited former CIA Director John Brennan to a Tuesday meeting to discuss the escalating situation with Iran. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will secure a second term in office, according to exit polls announced after the country's mammoth general election wrapped up on Sunday. Five different polls said Modi's party was set to win at least 287 seats, more than the halfway mark in the 545-member parliament. At least 17 people were injured in a blast targeting a bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids on Sunday, security sources said. Most of the injured appear to be tourists, and South African nationals were among the foreigners hurt. There were no immediate reports of any deaths. In December, three Vietnamese tourists and one Egyptian guide were killed when a bomb hit their bus near the Giza pyramids. And Dutch singer-songwriter Duncan Lawrence has won the 64th Eurovision Song Contest in Israel with his piano ballad Arcade. Lawrence beat 25 other contestants in the grand final in Tel Aviv to win the glass microphone trophy in a song fest that passed off without serious incident despite pro-Palestinian boycotts. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.